الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك وعليكم السلام وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, we shall continue with the العقيدة الواسطية للشيخ سبب بن تيمية. Now today we'll be dealing with some of the definitions pertaining to fisq and or some of the categorizations of the scholars of the fasiq. Have you ever come across that word in the book of Allah, fasiq? Fasiqun. How about singular? Fasiq. Have you ever come across fasiq? Time out. One by one. Have you come across the derivative fasiq? Oh, which ayah is the fasiqun anyways?
Surah
Hashr. ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله خبير بما ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم
الفاسقون.
Good. How about فاسق؟ فين؟ Come on, an ayah which everyone involved in da'wah should know. How do you give da'wah? إن جاءكم or إذا؟ إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبين. We will come across the ayah, but anyways, the ayah has فاسق. Also, we have فسق. ذلكم فسق. إذن, all these words, we will become more familiar with them, or you will need them all in da'wah. The Shaykh said, قوله ولا يسلبون الفاسق الملي الإسلام بالكلية. الملية أو الملية. أي. You have it with the حركات ملية. ملية بكسر الميم. Beautiful. الملية. We will see what that means. The Sheikh said, first, they do not extract, they do not deprive, in other words, the fasiq, al-milli, the one who is adhering to the millah, millata Ibrahim, which is like the way or the religion. Al-Islam bil-kuliyya in totality. They do not, yani the one who has fisq, the one who has fisq, he's not to be deprived of his Islam in totality. Now, al-fasiq, the definition linguistically, huwa al-khariju, linguistically, actually legislatively, huwa al-khariju an al-ta'a. Al-khariju an al-ta'a, the one who has exited obedience, meaning the one who is disobedient. Al-fasiq is the one that has exited, he went out of the state of obedience. He's called a fasiq. That's one meaning. والفسق كما أشرنا إليه سابقا ينقسم إلى فسق أكبر مخرج عن الإسلام. Fisq, as we discussed earlier, the Sheikh said, is divided into a fisq akbar. How would we translate that to English?
Major.
Major, right? We have major kufr, minor kufr, major shirk, minor shirk, major fisq, minor fisq. Ahsant. Major fisq. مخرج من الإسلام خروج. You remember خروج وعودة? Where is خروج? It will take you out of Islam. It will take you out. A kind of fisk which will make you leave Islam altogether. وعليكم السلام. مرحبا. ومنه قول تعالى وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ in Surah السجدة. As for those who had done fisk, then their abode will be the hellfire. وفسق, this is here referring to the fisq of the kuffar. يعني here fasiq, fasaqu are the kuffar. Is that clear? Here the ayah is referring to the kuffar, not to the believers. وفسق أصغر ليس مخرجا عن الإسلام. A minor kind of fisq which will not take you outside of Islam. كقوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم Nadi mean? Oh, you have believed if a disobedient person comes to you with news, verify it. Verify it. Lest you will accuse some people wrongfully and then you will become regretful over what you have done. And this is, of course, a principle in Islam. That anytime news come to you, you have to verify it. Don't take it for, and if specifically, if the person who brought you the news is one who's known for being a disobedient Muslim. If it's a disobedient Muslim. So you have to verify the authenticity of that claim. This is Surah Al-Hujurat, ayah number 6. وَالْفَاسِقُ الَّذِي لَا يَخْرُجْ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ هُوَ الْفَاسِقُ الْمِلِّي. The fasiq, then, the one who doesn't exit Islam, is the one who we call al-fasiq al-milli. وَهُوَ مَنْ فَعَلَ كَبِيرًا أَوْ أَصَرَّ عَلَى صَغِيرًا. Who is the one who's like that? Is the one who commits a major sin, or the one who is persistent on a minor sin? That's why the ulama say your persistence on a minor sin equates a major sin. For that person, even though the sin in and of its own, Islamically, it's minor, in regards to the committer, if he does it consistently and always, it becomes for him a major sin. Because of israr, persistence, stubbornness on doing the sin over and over again. ولهذا قال المؤلف رحمه الله الملي يعني المنتسب إلى الملة الذي لم يخرج منها. That's why they called him milli, the one who is still related to the milla. He has not, the milla of Islam, he has not exited, he has not left. فأهل السنة والجماعة لا يسلبون الفاسق الملي الإسلام بالكلية. أهل السنة والجماعة, they do not then deprive the fasiq of his Islam in totality. فَلَا يُمْكِنْ أَنْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ بِمُسْلِمٍ. It is not possible for them to say Fulan is not a Muslim because of a sin which he committed. لَكِنْ يُمْكِنْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا. However, they may say إِنَّ هَذَا نَاقِسُ الْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ نَاقِسُ الْإِيمَانِ. This person is deficient in his Islam, deficient in his Iman. But not total deprivation of both. قَوْلُهُ وَلَا يُخَلِّدُونَهُ فِي النَّارِ. يُخَلِّدُونَهُ. What word? And of course, those who know don't answer. Or those who know, يعني, because they're familiar with these things. I want those who need to think about it. يُخَلِّدُونَ or يُخَلِّدُونَهُ. What does that remind you of? What other word does it remind you of in the book of Allah? Thank you very much, Mr. Abdul Majid. I thought you're not supposed to answer. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. صح؟ Khuld. What does that mean? Sahih. What does it mean?
You live there forever.
Okay. Khalid is then eternal. Khalidina fiha, abiding therein eternally. That's how they usually translate it in the translation of the Quran. وَلَا يُخَلِّدُونَهُ فِي النَّارِ. Hear the ha. The ha. Now the word is يُخَلِّدُون. Meaning أهل السنة والجماعة. That's why you have the wow. It's referring to the plurality of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But yukhalliduna who? Yes, the fasiq. Here the ha is going back to the fasiq. Hey, they don't يعني, declare his eternal abode or residency in the fire. ومعطوف على قوله ولا يسلبون وعلى هذا يكون قول كما تقول المعتزلة عائدا للأمرين. So this year, both of them are referring to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. لأن المعتزلة يسلبونه الإسلام ويخلدونه في النار. Why the معتزلة, they will they extract from him his Islam and they place him eternally in the hellfire. Very nice, Ibrahim. وإن كانوا لا يطلقون عليه الكفر. Even though they don't declare kufr, still they will say he's not a Muslim anymore and he will abide in the fire for eternity. So what's the point whether they declare kufr or not? It's irrelevant anymore. They still put him in Jahannam eternally. Who goes to Jahannam eternally? The believers or the disbelievers? So even if they said, well, we're not going to call him kafir, if you say he's going to the hellfire eternally, that means to you he's a kafir. So you not saying it doesn't make a difference, really. وَقَوْلُهُ بَلِ الْفَاسِقِ يَدْخُلْ فِي اسْمِ الْإِيمَانِ الْمُطْلَقِ. The fasiq, He is still included, he's included in the absolute meaning of Iman. The term Iman, in its absolute sense, includes the fasiq also. مراد المؤلف بالمطلق هذا أن إذا أطلق الإيمان. Meaning when Iman is generalized, the general concept of Iman, he's still in there. The fasiq, he's still in there. فالوصف يعود إلى الاسم لا إلى الإيمان. The adjective here, the description is referring back to the name of Iman, not Iman itself. He's still under the title of Iman. كما سيتبين من كلام المؤلف رحمه الله, as it will become clear through the speech of the author, may Allah have mercy on him. فيكون المراد به مطلق الإيمان الشامل للفاسق والعدل. So then what is intended, the general understanding of the word Iman, which includes the one who is disobedient and the one who is just, the one who is sound. قوله كما في قوله فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة. Like the statement of Allah, then freeing a believing slave. Raqaba is really what? What is raqaba linguistically? It's a neck. And freeing it, because when a person is owned, it's like you have him by the neck. Even in different languages, they say you have him by the neck, meaning you got total control over this person. Waalaikum salam. طيب. So you got him by the neck, you got total control of him, Allah musta'an. Fitna, Sheikh. Hajj, no, Habibi. Budir, Ba'deen, Barakallah feek. Jazakallahu khayran. We're recording, Captain. Naam. فَإِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَةَ هُنَا يَدْخُلْ فِيهِ الْفَاسِقِ. Here, المؤمنة for the رقبة, that's why it's feminine. رقبة مؤمنة. Does that mean that it's a female slave? No, because the neck is feminine, so the adjective in Arabic must follow that which is it's describing in, and whether it is feminine or masculine, plural, singular, what have you. There are some exceptions to the rule, as in English grammar. Same thing in the Arabic grammar. There are always exceptions to the rule. But generally speaking, they must be the same. So, نعم. So here, مؤمنة, as in the neck here, includes the fasiq. فلو أن إنسانا اشترى رقيقا فاسقا واعتقه في كفارة أجزأه. If a person purchased a disobedient slave, and he as a kafara, as an expiation, that would suffice him, that would be acceptable. مع أن الله قال فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة, even though Allah said freeing a believing slave. فكلمة مؤمنة تشمل الفاسق وغيره. That includes the fasiq, the term mu'mina includes the disobedient and others. قوله وقد لا يدخل في اسم الإيمان المطلق أي في مطلق اسم الإيمان. Now this is complicated. How are we going to translate that? His statement, he is not included in the absolute sense of the name of Iman, meaning في مطلق اسم الإيمان. Just that's how I'm going to do it. كما في قوله تعالى إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. Verily, the only true believers are those who, when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremble. And when His ayat are recited upon them, it increases them in iman, in faith. This is Ayatul Anfal, Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 2. فَإِنَّمَا أَدَاتُ حَصُرْ. إِنَّمَا is a term used to indicate exclusivity. Meaning only. يعني ما المؤمنون إلا هؤلاء. Meaning the believers are none but those. The believers, the true believers are none but those. والمراد بالمؤمنين يعني ذوي الإيمان المطلق الكامل. What is intended by that? The believers who have absolute perfect faith. Otherwise, if any one of us didn't meet these criteria, then we will become kuffar if we didn't understand the ayah correctly. Because he says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. If Allah's name is mentioned, hearts tremble. If ayat are recited, they increase in faith. Meaning, if our hearts don't tremble, our faith is not increased, that means we're not believers. No, it means we're not believers in the ultimate sense. There's iman, but not the kind of iman which makes or which affects the person in this particular manner. There's deficiency in iman. نسأل الله العافية. فلا يدخل في المؤمنين هنا الفساق. Here, in this usage of مؤمنين, فساق are not included. تحرير رقبة مؤمنة فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة includes the فاسق. صحيح؟ Now, إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم. This doesn't include the فاسق. This here, مؤمنين refers only to the believers of high caliber, not the average person. لأن الفاسق لو تلوت عليه آيات الله أو لو تلوت عليه آيات الله عفوا ما زادته إيمانا ولو ذكرت الله له لم يوجل قلبه. Because the disobedient person, if you were to recite the آيات of Allah عز وجل, it will not increase him in إيمان. And if you were to mention Allah for him, it would not make his heart tremble. فبين المؤلف رحمه الله أن الإيمان قد يراد به مطلق الإيمان وقد يراد به الإيمان المطلق. Now makes sense. The iman, then the author explained that when we use iman, it may mean the absolute iman, or it may mean the absolute sense of the word. يعني it may mean مطلق الإيمان, iman مطلق, the absolute iman, meaning your iman is 100%, very high. Or يراد به مطلق الإيمان, meaning the general concept of iman, believing in the six pillars of faith. So it could be referred to the six pillars of faith with deficiencies, disobedience, sins, calamities. Or it could mean the absolute iman, which is believing in the six pillars of faith, as in the fasiq, but with now the other qualities which are specific to the true believers. Clear? I hope so. فَإِذَا رَأَيْنَا رَجُلًا إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ لَمْ يُوجَلْ قَلْبَهُ أَوْ قَلْبُهُ. If we saw a man whom when Allah has mentioned, his heart doesn't tremble. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُهُ لَمْ يَزْدَدْ إِيمَانًا. And if the ayat of Allah recited upon him, it does not increase him in iman. فَيَصِحُّ أَن نَقُولَ إِنَّهُ مُؤْمِنٌ. We can say he's a believer. It's correct to say he's a believer. وَيَصِحُّ أَن نَقُولَ لَيْسَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ. And it is correct to say he's not a believer. But when we say he's not a believer, in what sense?
Absolute.
In the ultimate sense. فنقول مؤمن أي معه مطلق الإيمان. He's a believer as in he has the general concept of إيمان. يعني أصله, meaning the fundamental principle of إيمان. وليس بمؤمن. And yet when we say not a مؤمن, أي ليس معه الإيمان الكامل, he doesn't have the complete إيمان. The same way we say in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ماله ونفسه والناس أجمعين. صحيح؟ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, none of you shall truly believe until I'm more beloved to him. وعليكم السلام. ليه؟ What do we have, a bagala here, يا شيخ؟ بارك الله فيك. None of you shall truly believe until I am more beloved to him than himself, his children, وأولادي عفوا, والناس ووالدي والناس أجمعين, his father, his children, and all of mankind. There are more than one narrations, by the way, but that's the additional one. Jazakallah khair. There's one that has the actual wealth, if my memory serves me well. And the other hadith, none of you will believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Which means if we don't do that, does it mean that he's a kafir? Is it correct to say he's not a believer? It is. But we have to explain. He's not a believer because the hadith says, لا يؤمن أحدكم إشفي. None of you will believe. That's what the hadith says. But we have to explain as in the complete iman. Yes, you will not have complete iman until, like, لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You won't attain righteousness until you spend from that which you love. So it's the same idea. This negates perfection or completeness. It doesn't negate the essence and the existence of that thing. For example, I mean, we can think of hundreds of examples. A man can tell his wife, if you don't make me spaghetti for lunch, then you don't really love me. طيب. Now, I mean, I hope that nobody goes and does that now and put it a blame on me. But let's assume that that happens and she doesn't do spaghetti. Does it mean that she really doesn't love you? No. Yeah. I mean, technically, we can say, you don't love me because where's the spaghetti? But truthfully, you know that this is not the case. The essence of love exists. But because of whatever you did, you know, some stunt that you pulled, there's revenge. You know, there's always revenge. That's how women sometimes take revenge with the stomach. You know, they either make you burnt food on purpose or they don't make you any food. Wallah al-musta'an. So then you understand what I'm saying. So in the ultimate sense, here, where is the brother who asked the question? I believe it was you, about the zani, the zina, and the iman, and does iman leave? طيب. قوله وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن ولا يشرب الخمر حين يشربها وهو مؤمن ولا ينتهب نهب ذات شرف يرفع الناس إليه فيها أبصارهم حين ينتهبها وهو مؤمن. عجيب. طيب, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the zani, la yazni, the fornicator or the what? Or the adulterer. Because it's zina has both. Now in Arabic, both are called zani, but they have zani al-muhsan wal-ghair muhsan, the one who is married, in other words, and the one who is unmarried. Or included in the one who is married is the one who was previously married. So if someone was to commit zina, yet they had never been married before, this is called in English fornication. Fornication. And the ruling is what? What is the ruling for that? 100 lashes. And what else? 2 years? Well, you want to add 1 year, Ya Sheikh Abdul Majid?
1 year.
Add 1 year. They can't add it. He's upset with him. It's 1 year. Banishment or being exiled, or other words that they use in English. Kicked out of the town, in other words. You have to move out for 1 year. Taib, this is the zani, fornicator. The one who was married or had been married, what do we call him? A stone to death. Adulterer and a stone to death. Wal-iyadu billah. Tayyib. And so the zani does not commit zina while he's committing zina. Hina, while in the act, and he's a believer. He doesn't do it while he's a believer. And the sariq, the thief, does not steal what he steals when he steals it while he's a believer. And a consumer of intoxicants or wine does not drink it while he's a believer. And this is the one that I'm having a hard time translating, honestly. The one, yantahibu nahba dhat sharaf. The sheikh said, أخذ المال على وجه الغنيمة, is to take wealth as if it is something like which is rightfully yours, like in the war booty. In this sense, he doesn't take it while the people are looking at him, and he does it while he's a believer. We will see what that means. هذا مثال ثان للإيمان الذي يراد به الإيمان المطلق أي الكامل. This is another example in which we explain the iman, the lack of iman completely, or the complete iman. That's a good one in English. Is it the lack of iman completely or the lack of complete iman? Lack of complete iman. Iman is not completely non-existent, but it is not complete. Is that clear? So that should answer that issue. Now, قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. The fornicator or the adulterer does not commit adultery while he's doing it and he's a believer, or while he's a believer. هذا نفي عنه الإيمان الكامل حين زنا. This negates the perfection of faith at the time of zina. أما بعد أن يفرغ من الزنا فقد يؤمن. As well as to when he's concluded or he's finished with the zina, he may believe. فقد يلحقه الخوف من الله بعد أن يتم الزنا فيتوب. He may become fearful of Allah after he's done with his zina, so he repents to Allah. لكن حين إقدامه على الزنا لو كان عنده إيمان كامل ما أقدم عليه. But while engaging in zina, had he had perfect faith, he wouldn't have done it. بل إيمانه ضعيف جدا حين أقدم عليه. But his iman is very weak while you know engaged in that particular act. وتأمل قوله أو وتأمل قوله حين يزني. Notice now the choice of words in hina, while in the act of zina. احترازا من أنه قبل الزنا وبعده تختلف حاله. This is to avoid to indicate that before the act and after the act his condition may be different. لأن الإنسان ما دام لم يفعل الفاحشة ولو هم بها فهو على أمل أن لا يقدم عليها. Because the person, if he does not engage in this abhorrent act, even if he had intended to do so, then there's a hope that he would not do it because of his iman. وقوله ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن أي كامل إيمان لأن الإيمان يردعه عن سرقته. Again, he does not do it because his iman, meaning he doesn't have complete iman, because his iman would prevent him from that theft. وقوله ولا يشرب الخمر حين يشربه مؤمن أي كامل إيمان. Same thing, he lacks the perfect iman, the complete iman, so he drinks alcohol. ولا ينتهب نهبة. You have it نهبة with a فتح يا شيخ. No تشكيل ها. ذات شرف بيرفع الناس إليها فيها أبصارهم. ذات شرف أي ذات قيمة عند الناس. ذات شرف meaning something which is valuable to the people, something which is valued by the people. ولهذا يرفعون إليها أبصارهم. This is why they will raise their sight towards it. فلا ينتهبها حين ينتهبها وهو مؤمن أي كامل إيمان. He does not take it while he's taking it, while he's perfect in iman. The Shaykh said these are four things. الزina وهو الجماع في فرج حرام. Zina is intercourse with an unlawful private part. And that's a better usage of words. When you say private part, because that includes what people do in terms of homosexuality, that's still zina. And that excludes looking and speaking. And because we have a hadith that says every body part will have its share of zina. La mihala. There's no escape. The eye, the tongue, the ear, whatever, then the private part, either it materializes all that or it does not. So some people, because of this hadith, they think that if they look at a woman, they committed zina, they should be stoned to death. Or they should be lashed. No, say no. What is intended by the zina, which necessitates an execution or a penal code, is the one where there's intercourse, even foreplay, or any other things which a man and a woman may do. As long as there's no intercourse, it still doesn't constitute zina. It's a crime, it's a sin, no doubt. It's not encouraged. No one is being encouraged. But it is not the one which brings about the punishment, which we're talking about. Because that's very important. And some people, you know, they see a man with a woman, they say, this is zina. No, you don't have the right to do so. You don't have the right. Because this is qadh. Now this is slander. And you should be lashed for claiming for something which you didn't see with your eye, with another three witnesses. Even if one person saw two people, and he said that they're committing zina, they will lash him in Islamic law. Until four people see it with their eye, they see his thing and her thing. Not two people on top of each other under a blanket, it doesn't work. And this shows you, yani, the really, for someone to be caught, they must be really in a very bad condition. Must be public, pretty much, nothing which prevents people from seeing. Otherwise, it's people may hide it one way or another. والسرقة وهي أخذ المال محترم على وجه الخفية من حرز مثله. سرقة, theft, is taking respectable money or decent money, because there are things that people leave behind which is nothing, insignificant, like a pen or something. Not a fancy pen, the 1 riyal pen. He goes steal a 5,000 riyal pen, say, well, the brother said in the dars that the pens are okay. And so, you know, this is something which is not valued. No, Habibi, this kind of pen. Well, this is 20, 15 riyals. Anyways, it was a gift. Ala kulli hal, ala wajh al-khifya, while trying to do it secretly. So the scholars have stipulated conditions based on the hadith. It must be something which you hide, not something which you leave. Like for example, if I left this watch here and you took it, according to the ulama, your hand is not cut off, because I left it in an open place. Had I put it in a drawer and locked the drawer, then you came and you broke it in, now you become a thief. in this sense. I mean, you're a thief at any rate, but your hand doesn't go away until you actually get something valuable that is worth five dinars, I believe, if my memory serves me well. I don't know what the dinar would be today. And then you have to take it, like break in and steal it, and a bunch of conditions before someone's hand is cut off. وَشُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمُرَادُ تَنَاوُلِهِ بِأَكْلٍ أَوْ شُرْبٍ وَالْخَمْرُ كُلُّ مَا أَسْكَرَ عَلَى وَجْهِ اللَّذَّةِ وَالطَّرَبِ. Khamr, whether you eat it or you drink it. Can you eat khamr?
Yes.
Who can give me an example?
In the chocolate.
In the chocolate? Okay, صح. There, some of the chocolate, they have liquor.
Yes.
It has liquor.
Some medicine?
Christmas cakes? You'll be having Christmas cakes then? Pills, okay. How about dates? You know, if you get some dates and you let them sit for some time, and if they're under the heat and they start, the juice and whatever starts coming out, it becomes intoxicant. You've never come across that? Never happened to you, huh? Should be getting good dates, mashallah. There are dates, if you leave them for some time, they will go through the process of becoming intoxicating dates. This is known. Don't believe me, Google it. This is known. The khamar can come from many different... How do you think they bring it from grapes? A grape is a grape. You let it go through a process, that's how you bring liquor. You bring wine from dates. From grapes and from dates. And vinegar. Sahih?
It's like fermentation.
Fermentation, yeah. There you go.
So, some water.
Huh? No, akhi, they get mushy. It happened to us, wallah. It happened to us a few years ago. We had a box which we bought, I don't know from where. And we left it on top of the fridge. And the fridge, I guess, the top was hot. And so it started, you know, they were moist. And they were mushy. And so you open the thing and I'm smelling tequila. I'm smelling alcohol 100%. I said, what is this? Alhamdulillah, we didn't try it. But then we asked, they said, oh yeah, you'll get drunk. You'll get drunk eating them dates. Okay? So now, but there's another important addition. Khamar is, by the way, khamar is anything which causes you to be intoxicated while enjoying it. Ladha. Which includes marijuana. Because smoking drugs has the same effect. Khamr, it actually kind of blocks your mind so that you become, you live, you know, you depart from the world even though you're living with the people. It's like they're on a wave and you're on another wave. Everybody's in his own wave. But it does technically the same thing. And then of course other kinds of drugs are more severe than weed and marijuana. But at the end of the day, all of them have that effect of hallucination, some sort of hallucination or over relaxation. This kind of, you know, it intoxicates your body, it affects your body. This is included in khamr, and so all of them become haram accordingly. No, smoking, no, doesn't really do it. Yeah, smoking has a very minor effect of relaxation, which is usually more mental than physical. It's a mental thing. It's a psychological thing, not really physical. The nicotine, you get addicted to it. But it doesn't give you that satisfaction or that intoxication which you get from smoking. Otherwise, everybody smoking, they'd be high all the time.
والنهبة التي لها شرف وقيمة عند الناس قيل الانتهاب أخذ المال على وجه الغنيمة.
So then the نهبة is that which is valued among the people, some wealth which is valuable and honored by the people. انتهاب is to take wealth in a manner of like something which is belonging to you. That's how I understood it. على كل حال
لا يفعل هذه الأشياء الأربع أحد وهو مؤمن بالله حين فعله لها.
No, these four things, none will do them, and while he is a true believer, while engaged in it, meaning complete iman, or the iman completely doesn't have complete iman. But does he lose iman completely? No, he does not. The fourth one is like to take something before the eyes of people which they value.
What about the orphan's property? If we take it unlawfully, does that come under this?
Allahu A'lam. Good question. فالمراد بنفي الإيمان هنا نفي تمام الإيمان. What is intended here with the negation of إيمان, the negation of the completeness of إيمان. قول المؤلف رحمه الله ونقول وهو مؤمن ناقص الإيمان أو مؤمن بإيمانه فاسق بكبيرته فلا يعطى الاسم المطلق ولا يسلب مطلق الاسم. يا سلام. The author rahimahullah said, so we say he's a believer who's deficient in his faith, or he's a believer because of what he has of iman, and he is a fasik because of the major sin which he's committing. So we don't give him the absolute sense of the word, nor do we deprive him of the absoluteness of the whole thing. There's something in between. هذا بيان للوصف الذي يستحقه الفاسق الملي عند أهل السنة والجماعة. This is then the description which the disobedient Muslim deserves or has according to أهل السنة والجماعة. والفرق بين مطلق الشيء والشيء المطلق أن الشيء المطلق هو الشيء الكامل. The difference between the absoluteness of something or that which is absolute is الشيء المطلق. The absolute thing is the perfect. Absolute sense, in the perfect, complete sense. ومطلق الشيء يعني أصل الشيء. مطلق الشيء meaning the fundamental, the essence, the foundation of that thing. وإن كان ناقصا, even if it's deficient, the foundation is there. فالفاسق الملي لا يعطى الاسم المطلق في الإيمان. So the fasik who belongs to this milla, he's not giving the absolute, the complete form of iman. وهو الاسم الكامل, which is the perfect name or the complete name. ولا يسلب مطلق الاسم, and we don't deprive him of the absolute sense of the word. فلا نقول ليس بمؤمن بل نقول مؤمن ناقص الإيمان. We don't say he's not a believer, rather we say he's a believer who's deficient in his iman. أو مؤمن بإيمانه فاسق بكبيرته. We say he's a believer according to what he has of iman. He's a fasik because of the major sin he's engaged in. هذا هو مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة أو مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة مضاف إليه وهو المذهب العدل والوسط. This is the مذهب, this is the way or the methodology of أهل السنة والجماعة, the methodology of justice and the middle way, the middle path, no extremism, no exaggeration. وخالفهم في ذلك طوائف. They were opposed by a number of groups. المرجئة. Remember we said يقولون مؤمن كامل إيمان. They say he's a believer. مية مية. The مرجئة, they say the one who does the fasik, he's a 100% believer like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. To them they're all on the same, because Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه believed in the six pillars of iman, and they say this one believes in the six pillars of iman. خلاص. So now the sin, it has nothing to do with it. The other group, Al-Khawarij, يقولون كافر. They say, no, he's a kafir. Look at the extremes. One say he's a perfect believer, and the other one say he's a kafir in totality. والمعتزلة يقولون هو في منزلة بين المنزلتين. The معتزلة say he's somewhere in between. He's neither a believer nor is he a kafir. He's lost. Or actually, they're lost. He's not lost. We know where he is. Now,
I'm lost. Because it's like the same way like we explained now.
What?
Or the Mu'tazila. The Mu'tazila, they say he's not a disbeliever and he's not a believer.
No, but they don't mean it like we do. They mean, the Mu'tazila, they say he left Iman and he will abide in Jahannam forever. But they say we will not call him a kafir. We didn't call him a kafir at any point. We said we call him a mu'min. We say he's not a mu'min. We didn't say he's a kafir. He's not a mu'min as in the ultimate sense of iman. The Mu'tazila are on their own page. So believe it or not, we have concluded this chapter and this is coming to an end. The next chapter we'll be dealing with is the position of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in regards to the Sahaba of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very important discussion. And so we could become more familiar with the wicked enemies of Allah, the Shia, the Rafida, and those who follow their way. So it will get very interesting, inshallah, in the coming weeks. And so we will postpone the discussion on that new chapter until then. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Barakallah fiqh.